people that I know were like myself before. They're believing in Jesus, but they're not following him obediently and biblically. So America's awash with believers, but Satan believes and trembles. Demons believe and tremble, but it's not going to get you nowhere. So I always teach people that the Bible says we must follow Christ, and the only way to follow Christ is to know his word, keep his word in context. So we're in the new covenant today, so we're keeping the law of Christ, we're keeping the moral law, we're keeping what God ordained, and you mentioned Hebrew. We're also keeping some pre-Torah things. You know, I always tell people, we're keeping, are you married? Okay, so God ordained one man, one woman. We're keeping that. In Genesis 3, God killed an animal and put skins, and he put people in tunics, men and women. We're keeping that. In Genesis 9, he told Noah, don't eat blood. We're keeping that because it's echoed in Acts 15. So is biblical dress echoed in the New Testament. So is marriage echoed in the New Testament. So pre-Torah, some pre-Torah things. But once we get to Torah and the 613 laws, that's given to Israel. Those are all archetypes of Jesus to come. The tassels that people would wear. Are you Hebrew?
Yeah.
Okay. The tassels, you don't wear tassels or anything.
Yeah, I do.
You
I
do?
Just,
okay. Okay, so the tassels that people were told to wear, these are all wonderful, beautiful archetypes. Why did the Lord God, the Most High, why did he tell people to wear tassels?
To remember his law.
Right. And why don't I need tassels today?
You do.
I don't. Why don't I?
You do.
No.
It was a command to everybody.
No. Why don't I? It was a command to Israel. Moses said this was given to us. Not our fathers. Noah didn't wear tassels.
This is to everybody.
Abraham didn't wear tassels. They were a reminder. We have
Christ
the
wore tassels.
Hold on. We have the Holy. Hold on. We have the Holy Spirit today.
Yeah.
And Jesus says in John 14, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Do you see how it was just an architect? You're not killing sheep today.
No.
You're not going to a temple today.
No.
You're not even wearing your tassels today. Does that mean you forgot about God's word? I hope not. I hope you're born again.
Yeah.
I hope you're born again, so you don't need the tassels. Good example. You're going to get through this day without your tassels.
Yeah.
Because God commanded them for a time and a place. Circumcision, for a time and a place. Paul's talked about circumcision. I'll tell you what, you're a trucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you from?
Seymour.
Oh, Seymour, okay. I have a website. You got the card, don'tperish.com. Go on my teaching blog, because you're probably in a hurry. Look up. I've got articles. I've got many articles on Hebrew roots.
What's your name?
My name's Jim.
Jim what?
Yeah, Jim Polonek.
Jim Polonek?
When I first came to faith, I got involved with a guy who looked a lot like you. Big, tall guy with a big beard.
Who's that?
It was way in Wisconsin.
Oh.
That's where I'm from. And he was a Hebrew root keeper. And he started telling me all these things. And I was dripping green wet as a brand new baby in Christ. But I went to the scriptures. And I started testing it. And it didn't make any sense. One, he lived in a lot of hypocrisy. You know, he was saying he was a called out holy one, a Messiah, right? And I went to his house one day, and I just knew this wasn't right. I was already learning this stuff. I was giving up Christmas. I was giving up Easter. I was a worldly man. I used to party and drink. I used to watch entertainment. I walked into, his name was Michael. I walked into this man's house one day. He invited me for Bible study. And I said, I'll listen to you. I said, I'm going to test what you say to the Word of God, but I'll listen, because he was a very nice, kind man. Walked in his living room, and I looked down, and I was horrified under his TV. First, I was horrified he had a TV. I said, I threw mine out 6 months ago.
Yeah.
He had been a follower of Messiah for like 20 years. And he goes, well, we watch some things. And I was like, and all of a sudden they had a blanket underneath the TV. And I noticed the blanket. And all of a sudden, throughout the course of the day, it basically fell off. He had 157 Hollywood movies under his television. And when I asked him about it, he said, well, we watch some things. And I said, Michael, this is not holy. This is not set apart. This is not of Messiah.
No.
And I quickly saw that he was very this way, one way, at home another way. But a lot of the doctrines he taught, the Hebrew root doctrines, just they don't add up. We're in the new. Paul talked about how Acts 15 is the nail in the coffin of Hebrew roots, where they said we want the Gentiles to keep the Old Testament. And it says right in Acts 15, we did not command the Gentiles to keep the law. You know what's glorious? I preach this all the time. What's the four things they gave them?
Not strangling, eating animals strangled with blood.
Right.
Fornication.
Right.
And not eat stuff sacrificed to idols.
Right. So it was don't drink blood. Yeah. Don't take strangled. That goes with the blood. Don't eat strangled. fornication and idols. All pre-Torah. Those were all in Genesis. That God gave to everybody. So that even the disciples that Jesus called didn't teach them to start keeping Torah law. Here's one for you. Paul didn't keep Torah law.
Yeah, he did. Because he's counting the Omer.
I can prove to you he didn't. Ready? How often did a male in Israel have to go to Jerusalem every year?
Once a year.
Go read the scriptures and find where Paul said, after 13 years, I again went to Jerusalem. He was traveling and never went to Jerusalem every year. He went to the synagogues after he was converted on the road to Damascus to preach to the Jews. He eventually washes hands of the Jews. He goes out to the Gentiles. And in Galatians 2, was Paul a Jew?
Yeah.
Was Peter a Jew?
Yeah.
In Galatians 2, do you know what happens? That's another nail in the coffin of Hebrew roots. Paul rebukes Peter to his face. Why?
Yeah.
Over what?
Because he was acting like the Gentiles and not keeping what he was preaching.
Yeah. But you got it wrong. He was living as a Gentile, the manner of Gentiles, eating like the Gentiles. The Jews showed up to Galatia.
Yeah.
And Peter runs to go please the Jews and do all that. And Paul says, I withstood him to his face. Because how is it, he said, Paul says, I'm paraphrasing, but I believe this is accurate. He says, how is it that you live and act like the manner of the Gentiles until the Jews show up? And then you compel the Gentiles to live like a Jew. Peter was not keeping Torah. He was living like a Gentile. More and more evidence against.
What about Sunday worship?
I don't do Sunday worship. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. Every day is the Lord's Day now. Every day is the Lord's Day. The Sabbath was for a time and season. The word in the Bible where it says everlasting, olam, olam, doesn't mean forever. It means throughout your generations. And I can prove it to you. The Sabbath is not eternal. Ready? You want me to prove it to you? It's not eternal. What's a Sabbath?
Rest.
But what is it physically?
Seventh day.
How do you mark it?
What do you mean?
How do you mark it? When does it start? When does it end?
Sunset.
Okay. In heaven, there'll be no sun.
Yeah.
Jesus is the light.
Yeah.
There's your end of your Sabbath.
Yeah. But that's
it's not eternal, okay? So as you see, these were all beautiful archetypes.
Yeah.
And last thing I'm going to leave you with, you're being very gracious. Do you know where the Hebrew roots faith comes from? I always like to tell people this.
What?
It really sprang out of Ellen White and the Seventh-day Adventist movement. She was a total false teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but it sprang out of that because they were keeping Saturday Sabbath. Then you came along. I'm an old man compared to you. When I was a teenager, I wasn't even born again. I didn't know what was going on. I used to click on the TV back when we had three channels.
Mm-hmm.
I'd click on the TV, and there was some old grizzly guy with a big long finger going, and you got to keep the Sabbath. Herbert W. Armstrong.
Oh.
I used to watch him and just go, what's this guy about? Out of him, they used to keep Sabbath and some Torah law. Out of him came a whole bunch of splinter groups. His son, Ted Gardner Armstrong, I think in the 50s or 60s, something like that, they broke. He went on to ministry. All of these groups splintered out. In the 1990s, this is key. In the 1990s, do you know what happened? How old are you?
37.
Okay, you're young. You know what happened in the 1990s?
A lot.
As far as technology.
Well, not
so much computer, internet.
Yeah,
internet connectivity.
Yeah,
in 1990, somebody came up with a magazine called Hebrew Roots.
Really?
And it was a magazine telling people that we all got to go back to Torah and keep Jewish ways. But here's the thing. The reason the Hebrew Root movement has grown, it's grown huge and expanded, is I just tied it together for you. In 1990, that magazine came out. About 94, 95, 96, the internet went mainstream, is like businesses, and those people quickly jumped on the internet. They were one of the first religious systems to jump on the internet. That's why things like Psalm 119 Ministry, who I exposed, by the way, if you type 119 Ministries exposed, number one on Google.
Really?
No, I've communicated with them. They're the guys that were taking Sabbath orders on Saturday, saying we should rest, and they're letting people sit on the computer and take orders for the products they sell.
Really, they are?
Sure. Let me ask you a question.
Did
Messiah make a whip for merchandising the things of God?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Selling $497 shofars? Does that sound like merchandising, guy?
Yeah.
119 Ministries does that.
Oh,
they
yeah.
had on false teachers, Mark Biltz. They had false prophecies. What happened in Torah when a man gave a false prophecy?
Yeah, he was killed.
Did 119 Ministry stone Mark Biltz because he gave false prophecies?
No.
You know what they did? They hid the videos, took them down, and went dummied up on it. That's
a lot of their methods I don't agree with.
Okay, and there's another proof to you. There's another proof to you that we're not in Torah anymore. Did Paul stone false teachers?
No.
What did he tell to do with false teachers? It changed.
Put them out.
Not kill them. Another sign that Paul wasn't keeping Torah law anymore. He was keeping the New Testament. We put them away. Romans 16, 17, we mark them and avoid them and put them away. But going back to the 1990s, they jumped on the internet from the 1990s that Hebrew Roots movement has propagated. And if you study the word in context, don't let 119 Ministries twist it. Don't let that crazy guy Zach Bauer down in Arkansas, you probably know about him.
You do?
You know about him?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I put up Zach Bauer test and I come up. You know what Zach Bauer says?
What?
He has no problem if people go to festivals and get drunk.
No, I don't agree. Drinking.
He's a wicked, he is a wicked false teacher. He's into wine. He's into all kinds of false things. I fear God sent a judgment to him, took his young wife's life. Terrible. But God lets things happen. Obviously, he's sovereign. And so Zach should have had a wake-up call. But he didn't, and he's got a lot of false doctrine. He's linked in with Joe Fox. You know Joe Fox is.
No.
Joe Fox is his pastor down there in Arkansas, and he's a crazy militia guy.
He is?
Guns and shooting and prepper and survivalist.
All those Ozarks.
Would Messiah pick up a gun and shoot for his freedom?
No.
How about Paul?
No.
That's what's coming to America is a civil war. And what's going to happen is they're going to say, are you on our side? You on their side? If you're not on either side, you're the enemy. They're going to fight. They're going to shoot. They're going to kill. This country's founded on killing.
Mm-hmm.
Killing for freedom. America was founded. I just preached at Mount Rushmore.
You did?
Yeah. America's founded on a war of blood and killing for a 3% tax.
Yep.
That's America.
Yep.
So test yourself. Go deeper than what this Hebrew root theology is taking you in context when you study God's word.
Sounds like you had some Anabaptist teaching.
What's that?
Sounds like you had some Mennonite or Anabaptist.
No, sir. No, sir. I was a worldly man. I bopped in and out of Bible churches throughout the course of my life. No, never been an Anabaptist. We rebuke them. We show up and rebuke Anabaptists.
Why?
I dress like this because God told us how to dress. Jesus wore robe. Paul wore robe.
Mm-hmm.
Not pants and shirts. Okay? That's why I dress this way. And it's not to show attention, it's to cover my temple. This is the temple. But yeah, oh no, what sounded Anabaptist?
Non-existent.
Oh, no. Well, but that's not of Anabaptist, that's of Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm, personally?
But usually only the Anabaptist.
Yeah, personally, no, but I just brought that up because I preach about Mount Rushmore. Personally, I'm not non-resistant and I'm not warmonger. I'm in the middle. So let me give you an example. If I saw a guy beating a guy up out there on the pavement, pounding his head in, I wouldn't just sit there and go, well, I'm non-resistant and non-violent. I'll do nothing. I would run out there. I would yell. I would run up to that man, and I'd bear hug him and hold him to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my resistance. I wouldn't pick up a block and bang him in the head and kill him, but I would do it. I'd put myself between him and the bot, and that man, maybe he'd kill me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not non-resistant, and I'm also not a warmonger. I believe the truth. This is where we'll leave it with you. I believe the truth is in the middle of the road. So you got evangelicals and Roman Catholics.
Yeah.
They get disillusioned by this faith system that's corrupt. There is no man-made system that's biblical. You know what they do? They run over the road of truth and they run right into the ditch of Hebrew roots. They need to go back a ways and go, wait a minute. Roman Catholic evangelicals and all these baptisms, denominations are wrong. Hebrew roots goes too far. Martin Luther did the same thing. He was a wicked, murderous, baby-baptizing man. And you know what happened? He was a Roman Catholic. And the Catholics said, you got to do this man-made rule to make to heaven this one. Do you know what the Reformation was? It was a overreaction from that false Roman Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. And Luther ran to easy believism. Faith alone. The Bible doesn't teach faith alone anywhere. So he needed to stop at the middle of the road and go, wait a minute, that's wrong. This is wrong. So I'm a middle-of-the-road Christian.
Yeah.
Jesus said, strive to be in the middle of the road. But I would encourage you, I'd love to hear from you, go to my teaching blog, look at my articles. I cover why Sunday's Saturday's not the Sabbath anymore. Jesus is our Sabbath rest. He didn't die on good... I just preached to that Mennonite man. He was like, I said, is Jesus a liar? He said, no. I said, how many days did he see he'd be in the grave? He goes, three. I said, how many nights? He goes, I don't know. I said, three. I said, do you believe Jesus? He said, yeah. I said, can you get 3 days from Friday night to Sunday morning?
No.
He goes, no. I said, it's because it's a Roman Catholic lie. Jesus was crucified on a Wednesday night. the day before the high Sabbath, which is on a Thursday. He was in the grave Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 days. He was in the grave Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. He rose on Saturday before the sun went down. Why? Hebrews 4. He's our Sabbath rest. So we don't keep a day. We don't keep a time. We don't keep those things that were given to Israel. We keep the New Testament. We keep the moral law. The Ten Commandments encompasses it. The two great commandments encompass it. And we keep pre-Torah law. But I'm appalled at, like, a lot of the Hebrew roots, they don't even teach biblical dress. How can you miss that? If you're so close to the scriptures, how can you miss that? And then 119 Ministries, the main people teaching that, they have so much hypocrisy. They use a lot of flashy videos, and they really twist the Word of God. Don't let them twist it. Be a Berean. Study deep. Mm-hmm. See that you're on this path of truth. You've overcorrected.
What was Paul saying when he said, search the Scriptures?
Yeah, Acts 17. Yep, search the Scriptures. So search everything I've just said to you. Search.
He was talking about the Torah.
Yeah.
That was all he had.
Yeah. Well, that's not true. That's not true. That's not all he had. Go read Peter. Peter talks about the Torah scriptures, and then he said the other scriptures and Apostle Paul. Paul's writings were considered scripture. They already had the New Testament letters floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Torah was the foundation for the faith, showing who Jesus was. Once the new has come, okay, we no longer need to keep all those things. You can't even keep Torah today. You can't. And if you break one, you break them all, James says. So we're keeping the faith in Jesus. We can't kill sheep anymore. There's no Levitical priesthood. There's no temple. You're not in Israel. Okay? So Paul talks about all of those things, and he says, don't let people stumble you. The Jews were telling the Gentiles they got to do it. Paul says, don't let people stumble in Colossians and Romans 14 about Sabbaths and new moons and festivals. Paul said, all of that is a schoolmaster to what? Bring us to Christ. And last thing, I know I said last before. Paul, was he a Pharisee of Pharisees?
Yeah.
Do you know what Paul said? Everything was dung compared to?
Yeah.
Not Torah.
Christ.
To Jesus Christ. So I live, I want to be like Paul. I want to be like my Savior. I live to preach Jesus crucified. Not don't eat pork, not put on tassels, go to Saturday Sabbath. I live to preach Christ crucified. Because that all the rest of that is dung compared to knowing him.
All right.
I hope to hear from you sometime.
All right.
I love you in the faith. Have a joyous day.